This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction.
We're going back to your phone calls. By the way, I just played a clip, if you joined us, of Hillary in 2014, saying that you can't just have a bunch of people claiming that they were little kids when they came here and just magically make them legal, because it creates a train wreck. It penalizes those that came here legally. Turns out we've got Obama, and I remember this, and we've got Chucky Schumer, and all of them saying it. So we're going to be playing that video coming up. But it just shows how Trump actually said, let's create a system that vets people that can prove they were here and prove they were in school, and where they go to a hearing and show their yearbook or show they've had a job and show they don't have a criminal record, and Congress needs to pass a law, and then we'll make you legal. And he goes, oh, and I love these people that are hardworking and came here and, you know, contributing. So he says that an actual plan that works, instead of having all these forgotten secret people that the system can feed on that drive down wages, he wants to raise them up and raise everybody up. And because of that, they misrepresent and say he's a Nazi when Hillary and Obama and everybody were just saying, you can't even be here. But then in 2015, Obama just decides to erase all that and go, we've got children pouring across, refugees, and children that are already here. As long as they're children, let's just legalize them. Total fiat legislation. It's like Snake Plissken in Escape from New York, and he's just got inserted in and trying to find the president. He finds the homing beacon, and it's a drunk guy down in a basement. He goes, Mr. President, we got to get out. And he goes, that's right. I'm the president. I'm the president. It's like the same thing. You find some 40-year-old guy. You're a child, aren't you? That's right, I am. I was a baby when I got brought over here. Meanwhile, the guy's got a rap sheet 18 feet long in Venezuela or Nigeria or Russia or Mexico or wherever it is, or North Africa. That's why it's the same tactic. They keep calling them boys when men rape some woman, and it's some 27-year-old thug on video with a gun while three guys rape the girl laughing, going, ain't nothing you're going to do, bitches. Those are actual quotes. When you want to show you the video, we can show it to you. And they go, oh, it's okay. He's a boy, so he's not going to get in trouble. He didn't know what he was doing. And it's some 27-year-old guy with a beard where they're raping a woman at gunpoint. But it's okay because they're Muslims, so don't be Islamophobic. Islamophobic? If they were telling me that 27-year-old Baptist could run around and rape women, I'd be getting mad at Baptist. But Baptists aren't doing stuff like that. We're going to go to break. And I promise I'm going to go bang, 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 go to your calls with Liam McAdoo with us from Florida. And then we're going to continue on today. Owen Schroyer is coming in. There's this new phenomenon where the liberals, which really just means dirtbag, uneducated dirt balls that don't wash under their arms and who can't find their butt, they have their children march over and scream racist F you at us. But what's new is the media then celebrates it. Just dirtbaggery, lowest of the low. Who would ever be proud of their 9-year-old daughter walking over and going, F you, scumbag, racist? Well, can you talk to us? Can you articulate? No, F you! And everybody's like, yay, she can't even talk. Oh, the fall of civilization. Yes. brainwashed, low, bestial idiocy. There's no way this little girl will ever be reached with actual intellectual facts or discussion. She's just taught to not have debate or discussion and scream Nazi. Her journey towards brainwashed failure is complete. She'll be in the clutches of the education system for the rest of her life.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
We've got breaking news. Anthony Weiner, they just announced, is set to be sentenced for the sexting to a 15-year-old girl. We were one of the first groups to break that intel. And now the 15-year-old girl has done a TV interview that is set to be aired today. We have a snippet of that we're going to be playing. It's up on newswars.com. And InfoWars.com. Leanne McAdoo is riding shotgun with us for much of this hour, and we'll be taking phone calls from folks that have been holding, like Carlos and Anthony and Mark and Jacob and others. Leanne McAdoo, again, joins us from the west coast of Florida. from an undisclosed location. And she is there reporting on what's happening. We have Quentin Carter that's on the southern east coast down there close to Miami. And we have a bunch of Snapchat videos that we've been garnering from Florida, but also from other areas in the Caribbean where there's been massive devastation. But already in Miami, days away from it hitting, the winds are kicking up. The storm's still close to 180 miles an hour, but it's in between southern Cuba now and islands to the north, but is set to graze the north-central area of Cuba with the really dangerous high winds. Now, again, a lot of folks know I don't normally hype up hurricanes because we've never seen one that's going 185 miles an hour. Most meteorologists, not just mainstream media ones, are saying there's a very good chance that this thing hits Florida at even 120 miles an hour and goes up the center of the state. It is going to really be bad news. And it's because of the astrophysics of the sun involved in all these mass coronal injections right now that we know drives, not just the heat of the sun driving hurricanes, but also the ionization coming in that forms the nuclei that allows water vapor to condense into droplets. This is not a theory. This is known by all meteorologists, astrophysicists, but for some reason it's never discussed unless you get into academic areas. So Miami is a ghost town. The sea is still very, very calm there. We're showing you some Snapchats of this. And then as Leanne talks and as we take your calls, we'll show you some of the carnage in islands that they're calling uninhabitable from the eastern Mediterranean. Meanwhile, the media, as Paul Watson reported earlier, has been celebrating that Trump's beach house got hit on one of these islands and destroyed. Even though the island's 91% black, they're trying to make it all racial. I have pointed out that with Houston and Harvey, we saw incredible humanity coming together, a.k.a. Martin Luther King, beautiful black saving whites, vice versa, Hispanic saving whites, vice versa. Just everybody saving everybody, just humans with red blood. That's why Raw Story ran stories, as well as the Washington Post and others, that I pushed it was a race war and there was no unity and that blacks are evil. They don't have any quotes, though. They don't have any video of myself or Tucker Carlson saying this. We're saying great unity, love, come together. That's all we've been saying. We've been saying there's been some racist black folks on Twitter, but along with Democrats like this, you know, Hollywood star saying God did it to us because we, you know, deserve it. She's a white lady, Jennifer Lawrence, shameful. But we have been the ones saying incredible unity. So how are they going to counter us? They're just saying that we say there's no unity. So, Leanne, I tell you, you're there in Florida. Do you think we're overhyping this, as Rush Limbaugh is saying? I'm not bashing Rush. I hope he's right, because a lot of times there's a hurricane going 130 miles an hour out in the Atlantic, and they say, oh, it's all over. Well, yeah, if it hit going 130, but it usually slows down to 50, 60. This is 185, never before seen, with an earthquake, the biggest earthquake ever hit in Mexico. Clearly, it's the sun firing all those ions into the earth, bouncing off the nickel core. That's what real science shows. What do you think?
Well, also, we just had a really massive solar flare the other day as well. So I knew something big was going to come. I think you're kind of right over the target there with that. You know, hopefully they're right. Hopefully this hurricane will take a sharp turn to the right at the last minute, and everything will be saved. But the fact is, this hurricane is just traveling at really high rate of speed, and it's not taking the usual course where it'll get slowed down a little bit when it goes over Cuba or some of these other islands that have really high mountain ranges that are able to kind of slow the storms down. It's just traveling right through the open water and kind of skirting those islands. So if this does hit Florida, I mean, this is going to have devastating impact if there's a direct hit there in Miami and South Florida. Actually, as I was waiting to come on the air, someone's been banging on my door. So I've just been told that we have a mandatory evacuation here in the complex where I live. So I've got to get off, you know, with you, get off the show with you and get all my stuff boarded up and get out of here and then head to my mom's and get all of her house boarded up. We live near the water. My mom lives on a barrier island. And so, you know, we've got to go because the most dangerous part of the hurricane, really, obviously, yes, it can flatten buildings and just level towns with these devastating winds. But the storm surge is what's going to be really the most dangerous. People saw with the flooding there with Harvey, what that looked like. And Florida, whenever there's a hurricane, really what people are the most afraid of are the storm surges here, and they're expecting 10, 12-foot storm surges. So here we might be seeing 3 or 4-foot storm surges. My mom lives on an island. You know, the last time we had a bad hurricane here, the water was up above my knees in the entire village. So, you know, this is water just in people's homes. It's pretty impressive to think what could possibly happen here, you know, this weekend. And I've got to worry now about my uncle who is hunkering down right there in West Palm Beach. So it's
and Clinton Carter is over in that similar area as well. Leanne, I'm going to let you go then soon as you can do that. But, you know, they've got different storm tracks. Some show it going to the east, some going right up the state. Others, more and more, showing it going up the west side. And you're up there halfway up on the west side. Many areas are ghost towns in Miami, southern Florida, the Keys. But the word is, 2 days ago you said they weren't that busy at the stores, but we were talking to you yesterday. You were saying that a lot of stuff was cleaned out yesterday. What have you been seeing in way of preparation there on the central coast of Florida?
Well, luckily we don't have the crazy lines and the rushing and the fighting. My friend did tell me that he witnessed some actual fist fighting in the Home Depot yesterday, but you know, here, because people, we know it's not really going to impact us here necessarily, there isn't any panicking going on. But yes, as soon as they get the shelves stocked, it's empty. You can't get water. You can't get these storable foods. The only canned foods that are left are like the chicken broth and the broth soups. Everything's gone. And as soon as they get these shelves stocked, they're gone. And there's no gas. No gas anywhere. People are lined up around the block to get gas. And by the time they finally are able to get to the gas pump, there's no gas there. And so that's why I haven't even really been driving around that much. I'm sort of afraid to head east come Monday because there's not going to be any gas to get back. So it's a really incredible.
You just hit it. They're telling everybody to evacuate in the south. And now they're in the central coast where you're at and all up the east coast. But then there's no gas. The roads are clogged. There's no hotels. It's just bedlam, and it shows how precarious this industrial society is. I'm not criticizing it, but this just-on-time delivery, this system is a time bomb.
Right, and I mean that's just the importance of being prepared, because pretty much everyone here in Florida, you'll have your hurricane supplies. You know, I've got my supply closet, but even with me, I was rotating out my water. But you can't do that, because as I was rotating out my water, it just so happened that very day, all the water ran out. And so when I went to go refill my hurricane supplies, there wasn't any water. And I had to wait 2 days. I had to get up at 6 in the morning so I could be one of the first people at the store to get the water. You know, so when you have your storable foods and your storable emergency supplies, you really have to keep those and maintain them for the duration of whatever season it is that you're hoping to weather, whatever storm you're hoping to weather, you know, because you just never know. You never know when, oh, well, I'll go ahead and use the gas and then I'll go get some more, refill my supplies for the next storm. But when you go to resupply, it might not be there. So it's just really incredible to see how quickly the panic takes over, how quickly the stores empty out their shelves. I mean, we had reports that they were having to have the National Guard protect the gas trucks that were just trying to bring in gas. You know, people are, it's just really fragile. It's just interesting to see how fragile this society is.
Well, Leanne, you know, the InfoWars crowd and the crew and myself all love you. So be safe. I'm going to let you get out of here now. I didn't know that as we were talking to you that we're beating on your door saying get out of there. So go take care of your grandma. I know that's why you've moved there for the time being. Come back to visit us soon and take care of your grandmother who just had a successful surgery. So you're a good granddaughter, and be safe. But it is like Russian roulette. You've got it coming in and up, and we don't know if it's going to go your direction, right up the state to the east. What's your gut tell you, Leanne? I mean, because they don't know. The storm tracks show that it could go basically anywhere up the state.
Well, Alex, you know, I'm not really one to panic. I don't think that's a very helpful reaction in a catastrophe situation, but I'm really scared about this storm, and everyone I've talked to is really worried about it. I don't want to cry, but it's going to go up the entire state of Florida, and either way, there's definitely going to be a lot of flooding, a lot of storm surge, and I'm just really concerned about my family there on the East Coast and my friends and people who've chosen to kind of hunker down, whether the storm, this is going to be one of the biggest we've ever seen.
Well, as long as you can, get those, after you're done taking care of your grandma and getting them, you know, in shelter, be sure to keep tweeting out at Leanne McAdoo on Twitter and shooting those videos to give us updates. We're praying for you, everybody in Florida and in the path of the storm there in the Caribbean. Thank you, Leanne McAdoo.
Thank you.
Now, I promise, we're going boom, 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 Carlos and others. When we come back on the other side of this quick break, I'm Alex Jones. We'll have live coverage all day Sunday.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you.
the storm has slowed down. It came in at 185 miles an hour yesterday, slowed down to 175 this morning when I was checking it. It's already slowed down to 155 miles an hour before it even hits Cuba. So maybe Rush Limbaugh is going to be right. Because he said, you know, he lives in Florida, and it's the end of the world every time. I've just never seen a hurricane at 185 miles an hour. Nobody else has. It's a Category 6. But it was a Category 6. It's now a Category 5. And so I hope that it turns into a tropical depression and just goes away. But the other islands it's hit, it has torn the daylights out of. But that's when it was going 180 miles an hour at its core, or 185 miles an hour. Let's go to your phone calls right now. I know this. When it makes landfall Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Central, that's 8 a.m. Eastern, is when it's scheduled to hit. We're going to be here throughout the day covering it, and we hope to announce that it's a, you know, not a problem. But if you go to the Weather Channel and other places, they've got the meteorologist talking about storm surges. Here's Fox News we're looking at. It shows a 10 to 15-foot storm surge going into Florida 20, 30 miles into the state. So maybe we can just keep rolling that. We can show TV viewers when it actually shows the peninsula of Florida itself is the shot I wanted to show. You guys had it paused when we came in for break. We'll show it later. We'll find it. No big deal. Let's go ahead and go to Carlos in Montreal. Carlos, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. No, we're far away from the storm here in Montreal, Canada, but in 1986, I was on holidays in the island of Viti-Levu in Fiji when Cyclone Oscar struck, and it landed at 182 miles an hour. The storm surge, of course, is the most dangerous part with 19.5 feet of water. Now, you know, I hope it will be a storm, a category storm, when it hits Florida. But underestimating these phenomena is the most dangerous thing you can do. And there's some helpful advice that can be given to people that are living in outlying
Okay, so areas. Let's be clear. Carlos, you're saying you're the survivor of a typhoon or slash cyclone. They turn the opposite direction in the Pacific. They do get up to 180, 185 miles an hour. Normally, hurricanes only get up to 160. This one hit 185. You're saying you survived 182 mile an hour. Describe what that was like and the advice you have for folks.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. Well, the most memorable experience is that you're in. It started at 6 o'clock at night. Around 6:30, a quarter to seven, the piano that was in the veranda, you know, near the balcony, we're about maybe 150 feet from the ocean. Wonderful burés, they're called. They're like bungalows made of straw and so on. And the piano just flew out from the balcony. So you can just imagine how it started. At about midnight, at 6 o'clock in the morning, it ended. Eight people died in the vicinity of the area we were, and we were spared in large measure because of there was a reef outside the coastline where there was a water break. But effectively, the wind is what I remember in the darkness to be the most frightening. Now, anyone who is experiencing wind at 87 or 89 miles an hour, that's terrible. But at 98 miles an hour, regardless of what, all trees break. So we found a palm tree had flown like an arrow into one of the burés near us. I want to tell you that do not underestimate it. All windows should be boarded up. The biggest expenses, of course, are usually unnoticeable. That is, your vintage cars or expensive vehicles, get them out inland as high up as you can off the ground. Individuals should take care of their pets and make sure that what they would do to save their pet, they do for themselves. Because it's very, very important that you do this before. Because after, once it begins, you cannot go outside. Things fly around. It is not no one's fault. All your garden furniture, please bring them indoors because those become...
You're saying everything basically turns into a weapon. And, of course, someone who's been through a depression is worried about depressions. Somebody who hasn't is never worried about them. Somebody who's never been in a fight's not worried about it. Somebody who has been will be. Somebody who's never been in a typhoon or a hurricane or, as they call it, a cyclone, you are worried about it because you've experienced it.
Yes, sir. Oscar will never be named again, Oscar, in the Pacific because of the magnitude. I can tell you one group of people that were in a small island on the other side of Viti Levu. We met at the airport when we were evacuated eventually. We were allowed to leave. I want to tell you that they were in a second-story little hotel in an island. The storm surge covered the island completely. They were on the second floor in the darkness with waves breaking into the second story, and their suitcases were flying around or were floating around them. Everyone was on the second floor of this little hotel.
And they say, because I've been in it, I mean, I've heard a tornado from a mile away. It sounds like a freight train. But those that are in it say it's the loudest noise you can imagine in a hurricane or a tornado. But a hurricane just keeps going and going.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Mycos DX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Mycos DX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Mycos DX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Mycos EX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist a few years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Florida is now in the danger zone. Record earthquake.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, the biggest takeaway for me so far is that folks don't take this serious till it gets closer. But have you ever been in floods like I've been in North Texas and Central Texas, or you've ever been in a tornado, or you've ever been in a hurricane, even a weak one? I've been in a Category 3 when it, you know, was over me as a Category 3, and things are moving so fast, and branches are flying through your windows, and you're, you know, the first floor of your house is flooding. That's wimp stuff compared to being on the coastline. And I was just search engineering NOAA and the computer tracks. They only had a few tracks earlier this week showing it jumping Florida and going into the main Gulf, which is still hot, so it would speed back up, just like Harvey did. Ladies and gentlemen, I just looked at some of the new tracks. Well, they've got some up from Fox News. They've got a lot of tracks now going directly in to the Gulf of Mexico and not even hitting Florida. I think that's why Leanne was getting scared, because just a few days ago, they didn't have any of the tracks, or maybe one or two tracks, the computer models. Now most of the computer models have it going up the west coast of Florida or right up the middle of Florida, and some have it hitting New Orleans again. Look at that track. So we're just tracking all this together, watching it, and I hope people that are saying this is going to be a big deal are right. I was hoping that it wasn't going to be a big storm with Harvey, obviously. I got family down in Houston, but it's been a big mess. But, you know, the good news is it brought us together, as rough as it's been. So I just hope we can come together with this situation. There isn't a bunch of looting and people taking advantage of it. We're talking to Carlos in Montreal, finishing up with his experience being in a Pacific Ocean storm. And again, I know most of the audience knows this, but in the Atlantic, they're hurricanes. In the Pacific, they're called cyclones, or they have other names as well, like typhoons. But go ahead and finish up your story.
Well, all I wanted to tell you is that as far as storms of that magnitude are concerned, I hope they do not hit Florida. But, you know, one has to keep in mind that all electrical appliances in your home should be disconnected, if possible, if you can get the battery radio or cellular phone radio best. Freezers and stuff like that can be dangerous if there is a water surge.
Well, that's right. In fact, the power company should cut the power before it hits, but sometimes they don't.
This is a big mistake, you know. And also in the Florida area, which wasn't the case in Fiji for us, but do not forget that animals do evade a water rise. So you may have the danger, if you go outside, to be careful that you seal as much as possible of your property, doors and windows.
Oh, I'm so glad. You see, when I lived on Barton Creek, there was a flood, with the creek getting to where it was like 800 feet wide. I mean, it was, and our house was up on a little hill, but it was all the way up on the pylons of the house. And bats, Mexican brown bats, by the tens of thousands during the early morning, all came up in our house. And if you walked out, I think I put video of this out before on YouTube, there was thousands of bats on my porch up under the roof crawling in. And they even got in under the roof and into my house. So I went in the house and had bats flying around the living room.
Well, in Florida now, you know, you do have the problem of larger snakes that have been in the, you know, dangerous. So you have to be careful. That is, do not underestimate the magnitude of these phenomena. And then afterwards, when the sun comes out and everything seems to be over, remember your neighbor, remember your friends, remember that they may have had a worse experience than you, and, you know, be generous above all, you know.
Well, that's right. And expanding on that, we saw alligators all over the place in Houston in people's front yards.
In Fiji, there were animals that were dead, and the few days afterwards, the roads were washed down. We couldn't get to the airport for 3 days. It was beautiful, of course, but destroyed. Schools were destroyed, like paper mache. And all I can tell you is that I hope that this hasn't happened in Florida, but underestimating the magnitude of these storms and the wind, the memory of the rushing wind is something to be recorded and to be heard, because it really wakes your primitive senses as an evolving species on Earth. The magnitude and the power of nature cannot be underestimated.
You know, that's a great point. Carlos, we ought to have you as a contributor. You've been calling the last few years. You're really a smart dude. In fact, Dr. Mark as well, we got his number. If you want to get on hold and be a contributor to somebody that pops in as a kind of platinum-level caller a few times a week to give your analysis, where we just call Carlos, if you want to give us your name and number, I'm going to start trying to have some of the really amazing callers be regulars as we begin to launch a 20-plus-hour live transmission. We're now live 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day. And you will just see that expand and expand and expand. As we promised you, we're going to take the country back, take the world back, expose the globalists, because their program is so evil. It's not that we're powerful, it's that they're that weak. If you just challenge them, it's game over. So I want to now go to Anthony and Jacob and Mark and Dan and others here in just a moment as fast as I can. But getting back to that last caller, Carlos from Montreal, Canada, these storms just show us how fragile this world is, how fragile life is, and that we are living on a planet in deep space orbiting a huge thermonuclear ongoing explosion that is the sun, whose own explosive mass is held together by its gravitational mass, and that we are on continents, that we are on tectonic plates floating around on liquid magma. Our planet is still cooling. So, yes, the only thing certain in life is change. And anybody that's bored is an idiot. We're in the middle of the most fantastic thing ever. This is incredible. And men and women and life and passion and children and food and the ocean and birds and trees and the sixth sense and God and the spiritual world and good and evil and all of it. It's such a big thing, consciousness. It's amazing. Wow.
I'm bored. I'm sick of all my TV shows. I'm waiting for the new season of this to come out.
And I'm just like, psh, I'm not watching much TV because I'm watching reality, baby, and it's the real channel. So, it's the animating contest of life. But we've made this modern civilization where people kind of perch in this limited artificial system, feeling like, oh, there's nothing to life, until they realize how tenuous it is, and then they're really alive. Going to your calls in 45 seconds, I just want to say that I'm the type of person that I don't take advantage of disasters and things. I'm telling you about storable foods and water filtration systems because you need a backup, you need to be self-sufficient, and we get you the best storable foods out there to offer that at the lowest prices in a win-win. But we don't do like Amazon does to raise prices on average, as has been in the news, 100% during this crisis or crises, Harvey and Irma and the North Korea and all the rest of it. We're cutting it 50% to a loss leader with promo code IRMA. We're only allowed to do 15% discounts on my favorite supplies. It's already really high quality, really, really affordably priced, and it makes a lot of the other distributors really upset. We've won this battle for now. With promo codes, if you actually enter it at checkout, it gets around the rules in a legal way, in a lawful way, in, you know, legalese way. They give you 50% off on the highest quality affordable foods for the price. You can pay five times more and something tastes better, but for the Nexus, a really good price for decent quality. It's amazing. Infowarsstore.com. We've got Caveman with the chaga mushroom and all the rest of it and the turmeric, the bee pollen back in stock. But I want to sell it out before more comes out. It's 50% off. Never done that before. So they didn't take the sale down to 57% off Supermel Vitality and X2 and some of the other products. It's got to because it's about to sell out. I wanted to leave the last amount for a few weeks at the regular price. We can fund our operation. That's kind of how I do it, but they left it up. I'm not mad at them. They just didn't get it now. So X2 and Selenium and, of course, the Supermel Vitality is 57% off. Never done that. It's going to sell out. We're not just discounting this because it doesn't sell out. We want to sell it out really fast, and we know there's those bargain hunters that have heard how great it is but never bought it because they thought it was too much or whatever. At these prices, you do auto ship on these, we lose money. Auto shipping an additional 10% off at checkout. You can cancel right after checkout, but it helps support the broadcast every 15 days, every 30, every 60, every 90. You can program it however you want on checkout. Just one click. You get 10% off on top of it. Free shipping. That's free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com, or when you call, when you have orders of $50 or more. So thank you again all for your support. Okay, that wasn't a 45-second plug. That was a 2-minute plug, so I won't plug again this hour. Who's coming up at the fourth hour today? The vaunted Mike Cernovich. You'll always want to tune into that. Right now, I'm going to be good now. Somebody's been holding. In fact, Anthony in Illinois has been holding for over an hour. He gets a free bottle of X2 or a free thing of Caveman or a free T-shirt. We're just going to get his email and then just ask him what he wants, I guess, however that works. But, Anthony, thanks for holding from Illinois. You're on the air.
In Jesus' name, I really appreciate you guys, and you have a monumental task ahead of you. I believe that InfoWars and you guys are the Trump of our day. You're the actual, the elected media outlet that has given us just a victory in our voice and trying to keep the truth out there.
I want to edify you, Anthony, as well. We're all in this together, so thank you.
Yes, absolutely. I've been getting a lot of, in my spirit about what's recently happened. I mean, over the last 2 years, I've been a supporter of Donald Trump as far as the comments on Facebook, and always try to be as much supportive as I can to everything that stands for the Lord. And I know he's had 25 pastoral advisors around him. A lot of times people have been able to back him up the way I think they should, and I get upset about that sometimes. But 3 months ago, Alex, I've been hearing from the Lord when I pray in my prayer time as a minister. Outside the other things that I'm trying to do in life, I do pray. And basically, I just really felt the Lord really being upset with lying. And he spoke to me directly, and he said, I'm really getting tired of the lying that's going on. And just all together, just a blanketed word, he spoke to me in my spirit. And I know that came from God. And I'll tell you, if you don't have a compassion for what's going on right now with these storms and people, and people want to sit there and mouth off about judgment and vengeance of God, it's all there. But you better be sure that you better be humble about the way you approach things and make sure it's biblical.
Well, exactly. You've got these atheist leftists going, aha, God's destroying Texas, God's destroying Florida, God's going to kill the Nazis, when they don't even know who's in those states or what they're saying. These are atheists, but when they want to, oh, suddenly God's real. I agree. That sounds like those people are asking for some judgment themselves.
God said, Alex, in Psalm 89:34, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that's gone forth out of my lips. God is going to have his way no matter what happens. He says vengeance, there's a vengeance of the day of our God, and there is a return of restitution of all things. So then we need to be prayerful, not only for the folks in the storm, but also for ourselves, for the church, for everything that's going on.
And they were about to launch a massive race war that they had confirmed they were going to do it and try to kill Trump, not that he's perfect, but overthrow him this month. But the storm came and brought us together. So it shows how even something that looks horrible and bad, many times, again, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Who was it that first said that? I couldn't find out who first said that, Pastor.
The Lord works in mysterious ways. Well, it says his ways are past finding out. And the wisdom of this world is foolishness to God. So, he does work in mysterious ways, but he does reveal his secret unto his servants, the prophets, in Amos 3:7. So, but I did want to share that, I believe that there are some elements of things that have not been brought up about Israel. The Prophecy Club has given warnings about prophecies that have been brought forth about tampering.
Oh, look at Soros openly trying to overthrow Israel. And it's not that Israel's perfect. Israel's got big problems, but the globalists want to overthrow it. It's targeted, and the very enemies of America want to overthrow it. And these idiots get mad at me because they see the corruption in Israel and think I'm defending that. That's not the point. That we know those that want to overthrow Israel are the very same enemies that want to overthrow America and Christianity, and that are allied with Islam. It's so ridiculously obvious.
But those prophecies said, Alex, if they try to split Israel, and America is in part, we're trying to make some kind of a deal to give land to the Palestinians, all those things. And we better not be messing split, because God did said that God would split America. And I've seen with this Charlottesville, this is not some whacked out thing. I mean, God has a reason.
No, this is absolutely that God will work through the evil people that think they're the ones causing a race war, when God will use them for the real division. You're absolutely right, Anthony. God bless you. Powerful information. Jacob in Arizona, thanks for holding. You're on the air. To get these guys' emails, send them some free stuff. I got a rule. If you hold over like an hour and a half, I'm going to send you something free. Jacob in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thank you for having me on, man. I really appreciate everything you guys do. Why is it too many politicians only support disaster relief when it's, like, politically convenient, And, I remember you guys were talking and touching base on, like, that new movie that's coming out by, I think, Dean Devlin.
He's Geostorm?
He's done a lot.
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. People are saying that Ted Cruz is bad for voting against disaster relief for the East Coast, but then he's going to vote for this. If you looked at what those deals were, they were a bunch of pork barrel, had nothing to do with the disaster relief. But I don't want the feds to have all the power anyways. I think it should be with the states so we can take care of ourselves. But at least Trump is just letting locals get in and do things and not have FEMA running it.
Yeah, very true. Well, even Nikola Tesla, he's the father, I feel like, of HAARP, you know, with the electromagnetic, you know, and storms and climate change.
Oh, they have all of it. But again, the sun is a billion times bigger than whatever the globalists can do. They can just try to tinker and guess what's going to happen with computers and then try to, with weather weapons, they can take clear skies and make floods. But they, well, from the research, they thought they could control hurricanes in the 60s. Now, I don't know if the CIA certified that improperly, but Ben Livingston said they were doing it. What do you think?
Big weapon, if you think about it. I mean, no one, they could blame it on a natural disaster, you know, and it causes all this muck, and they'll blame it on Trump saying, oh, he's not doing anything, when really these politicians and the governors, I believe.
But that's what I'm saying. Even if they went and salted this hurricane to speed it up, which they can do, they can take a Category 3 and make it a Category 6 if they want. Clearly, that's technology that's real. I'm not saying that happened. Because the American people are sick of the race war garbage, this will just make us come together. I'm predicting that's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It should. I mean, we should all come together. We shouldn't let these people break us apart. Trump is bringing us together, and that's what they fear. And that's, you know, why they want.
Yeah, that's why he gives a speech about bringing us together, and then they say he brought us apart. It's not that. It's just like, you actually see what Trump says versus what he does. The media is lying. It's not about Trump. It's that the media, the mainstream media, are a pack of scum. We'll be back with Dan and others. Stay with us. And we have Owen Schroyer coming in. Stay with us.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Here from now, tomorrow forever gone, out, brief candle, wrote William Shakespeare. But you can't get too in love with the fact that you're not afraid of death. You have to fight on for your children and the future progeny. You know, the seasons don't fear the reaper. Nor does the sun, the wind, and the rain, Owen.
Climate change.
Must be man-made climate change. We're going to play a little short clip. And Owen came in here during the break and he said, man, Alex, what's it like to be attacked? I've never been attacked in hundreds of newspapers in one day like you are now. Bro, they've got technicians and corporate guys that put out the talking points. They saw that in the last 2 weeks, you, Millie, and some of the new crew, let's not exaggerate, 25 million views just on our platforms, and everybody else copied the videos because we let everybody do it. We just want the info out. So all the people that hate us make money off of us, getting little clips and editing them together of little kids coming up and cussing and all the hateful left. So they're attacking because simultaneously they've stolen your identity. They've stolen your work. They're making money off of you. And they're pissed that you go out there and you're a good-looking, sharp, smart guy and show their zombie hordes. So they've got to project it back and go, it's rock star to have 9-year-old girls talking like they're John Belushi on PCP. It's great that they can't talk. It's great that they're dumb. It's great that they're hateful and stupid. It's great Antifa's crapping on everyone. They've got to turn that around and act like, it's like Media Matters takes our most powerful truths and puts them out twisted to act like they're the boss. Going, look at this kookiness. Jones says that water's wet. It's about an authority. It's about a con game about who you can have on and who you can talk to, Owen. Let's play a clip of this young lady last weekend in Austin.
How are you, young man?
You're an idiot.
Wow, who taught you that language?
My mother.
So your mother taught you that foul language?
In the car.
And why am I an idiot? Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh.
And then flicks off the camera.
Looks like about a 9-10-year-old girl.
Yeah, and I said
she already, you know, acts basically like a just like some thug woman. Like, yeah, I got Inca tattoos on my arms. Yeah, you know, I got how you doing? Running them, you know.
It's kind of like the Trump thing, how they said like he was doing this and mimicking somebody that had mental disabilities. They say I said man. I always say ma'am and sir when I do these.
Well, that they lie. They're all fiction writers in liberal media, and so they have to make it your badge so you say ma'am. And clearly you say ma'am on the tape, but that's what they do. Well, but notice who they're talking about, Owen. Who are they talking about, Owen?
Alex, if you don't mind, I'd actually like to read some scripture here that I found comfort in last night, because I'm serious. This was tough for me, Alex. I've never been character assassinated like this from hundreds of people at once. It was eye-opening to me.
You're telling them, help me, I'm weak. So here's the Jedi scripture. Are taking over.
Here's some scripture that I found comforting.
Sorry.
The end of all things is near. This is from Peter, by the way. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and sober of mind so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. We're seeing that right now. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in various forms. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on to test you, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice in as much as you participate in the suffering of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who brought them, bringing swift destruction of themselves. Many will follow their depraved conduct and will bring the way of truth in disrepute.
And that's what's happening is, the story isn't some kids flipping you off. All of them cuss, all of them scream, all of them are hateful, none of them can talk, and they celebrate small children acting like you know, they're like some woman that's running a meth lab or something. I mean, I'm not saying a little girl does that, but I mean, she's like, eh, come on up here. We got some machine guns and grenade launches we stole, and we're running some stuff out the back door. Come on up here. It's like a woman smoking a cigarette. Hey, F you, Owens. You want to talk to me? I'm a 9-year-old. My mommy told me how to do it. And then the media celebrates it. We'll be right back. Oh, Owen got attacked by a couple hundred libtards. Poor little baby. Hour number three straight, eh? Hour number four.